This is your NPR News Station, WBHM. I'm Scott Hanley. July is a great time for a road trip. For columnist John Archibald of the Alabama Media Group, the road is all in Alabama for a one-month tour of the state, going to new places each day of the month and finding interesting people and stories to share, especially people whose names don't often get coverage in the media. And John, you have had quite an interesting week, and it included getting a haircut from an unlikely barber.
Right. That wasn't the purpose of me going, but I wondered, Larry Barton was mayor of Talladega for a long time. Then he was arrested, convicted, sent to prison for defrauding the city of Talladega, and got out and has been reelected mayor. So I wanted to find out how that happens. And in the process, I got a pretty good haircut.
And you also got a pretty good story out of him, too.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. It was, I came to the conclusion after spending some time up there that he really has gotten people's attention because he's really accessible. I mean, he has a cell phone on the website. He keeps it. He answers it. He calls back. He doesn't always tell them what they want to hear, but he's always available, and I think that goes a long way.
That's amazing. Now, you're visiting the Black Belt, and you wrote a story about a well-traveled church and kind of the comparison between the Episcopalians and the Methodists.
Yeah, well, the history of this church, it's St. John's, used to be called St. John's in the Prairie in Forkland, and years ago, before the Civil War, it was located in a place called Prairie, south of Greensboro. And it was moved over. The story I was told today goes that a good Methodist who lost everything in the Civil War moved what was left of his property over to Forkland and was going to the Methodist church. But he was also selling liquor out of his basement, and so they laid down the law, said you can't come to church with us if you keep selling that liquor out of the basement. So he said, okay, he liked the liquor better than he liked the Methodists, I guess. So he had the church moved over into his yard. Now there are only 7 members of that church, but it holds a good deal of mystery.
Now, meanwhile, you've been traveling all across the state, and technology has been really important to you to do all this. And your laptop broke on you, and you had to stay in the Birmingham area for a while, and you made an interesting trip downtown.
Yeah, there's a little restaurant downtown. It's fairly new, called Yo Mama's, which I think is a really interesting combination. They do soul food in a chicken and waffles kind of way, but they also do it in a real sensitive way about particularly when it comes to like gluten intolerance and that sort of thing. And so you don't really think of gluten free and soul food at the same time. And I thought it was an interesting combination. I think it turned, for people who have interest in that, I think it was an interesting story. I hope it was, anyway.
Well, I know that we appreciate them because they've on occasion helped with the pledge drive, too. So.
Oh, well, good. Double.
That's good. You did kind of pick a relatively busy month in Alabama to be going on the road. So what else have you been hearing?
I guess that special session is not so special. I guess that was, we could have all seen that one coming. But honestly, I'm here in the 100 degree temperature, thinking only of heat for now. So I'm tweeting James Spann and finding out where I am. But I'm kind of away from the politics for a little while, which kind of feels good.
And does it also seem to you that the rest of Alabama is in many ways away from the politics too?
Yes and no. Almost everyone I talk to has some concern about what's going on in state politics and some awareness that I was a little surprised to get. But at the same time, it's back burner stuff for them. We live it and breathe it all the time, but it only is something that they worry about when it comes and affects their lives. And it's really been, it's refreshing to talk to people who are both aware and not consumed by it,
as they try to put their lives and politics into perspective.
Exactly. Which is a constant battle.
Well, John, have a safe and cool trip, and hopefully the storms will abate and the heat will chill off a little bit, and you'll have some more great stories on this month-long road trip in Alabama.
Well, I sure hope so. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column every day this month at AL.com.